I am the last on the line to be celebrated. People will join me in Thanksgiving, because 2021 is a productive year for me. If you are making those prophetic declarations, you will shout a big amen in the presence. I was enjoying myself in the presence of God tonight, and the Lord opened my eyes to see many things. Forces of darkness were struggling with somebody. The person said, I'm going. The struggle was tough, but at the end of the day, before the person saw it, it was already here in our Savior's Chapel. And the person was jumping into the auditorium. I speak with the voice of prophecy on somebody tonight. No power can limit you in the name of Jesus Christ. Brother Ben, can you give me some level of volume? I say no power can limit you in the name of Jesus Christ. I say no power can limit you in the name of Jesus Christ. They thought they will end your journey in 2020. God has just disappointed them right now. If you know what I am talking about, you will shout a better amen. I say God has just disappointed them. All their plans are met with failure. If that prophecy is for you, say a better amen. Three things I'm going to do tonight. Have your seat for a moment. Three things I'm going to do. And by the time I'm done with the three things I need to do all together, we will have left 2020 and we will have already been in 2021. I want to thank God that He made it possible for you to be here tonight. If you have been following the news, you will discover that the devil did a lot to ensure that people will not be able to come together to pray and enter into the new year in his house. As an officer of Khan in Delta State, I am aware of the struggle His Excellency the Governor of Delta State had to go through to ensure that the doors of the church is open for this crossover service. Now, for those of us who follow the trend of events, even in Abraka, there was news that came this afternoon that someone had directed that there should be no worship service tonight in Abraka. But eventually, by 7 p.m., that news again was set aside. When the devil knows that the Lord is about to do something unique, he troubles it to ensure it doesn't work. I don't know if I'm talking to somebody. Is someone hearing me tonight? The devil wanted to ensure that someone will miss the early New Year miracle. But the devil has already failed. I say he has already failed. Because one word from this throne today will establish his covenant for you throughout the year 2021. If you believe that will happen to you tonight, can you jump on your feet and shout hallelujah? He is not a man that he will lie. Isaiah chapter 55 verse 11. The word of the Lord says, my word that has come forth from my mouth will not return to me void. It will accomplish the purpose for which it has been sent. I repeat myself, tonight a word will establish somebody for 2021 tonight in the name of Jesus. A word will take you from where you are to where you ought to be in the name of Jesus Christ. 5 minutes. 11 of the Lord, I will start my 3 assignments. But we want to dance for 5 minutes. Now listen to me, why are we going to dance? We want to dance because the devil has failed. I want us to appreciate what the Lord has done for us as Nigerians in the year 2020. When in February this year, COVID-19 entered Nigeria, the powers that be, including World Health Organization, they made a pronouncement that when COVID-19 eventually entered Nigeria, that people will be dropping dead along the streets, that there will be not enough mortuary to accommodate people in Nigeria, the dead people. They said, if mortuary can be full in Italy, in United States, in Holland, in Spain, what about Nigeria that is underprivileged, less than third world, maybe fourth world? So they were waiting to see the news or hear the news of people dropping dead along the streets of Nigeria. Guess what? In December, World Health Organization has set up a high-powered committee to come to Nigeria and investigate why people are not dropping dead in Nigeria. Ladies and gentlemen, if there be a country God loves so much, what is the name of that country? I can't hear you. I am not hearing you. I say, if there be a country that God loves so much, what is the name of that country? God took over our disgrace and He gave us grace. So for 5 minutes, before we will enter into the realm of the crossover proper, we want to tell this God we are grateful that you set aside the permutation and the calculation of the world. That you set aside the agenda and the program of men. That you even confounded the devil and said confusion. That the enterprise and intent of the powers of darkness could not prevail. We want to tell this God, thank you. 5 minutes, and then I will handle my assignment. That's the first thing the Lord laid in my heart that I should do the moment I step down. So choir, please help me.
Look, you are wanting to be praised, O Lord, when I speak of your mercy and the love that you show. You are strong, you have made a way for me when the sins of me no way. When I speak of your mercy and the love that you show. Oh, Gaga, when they were so.
Worship to you tonight, expressing our hearts of gratitude to you on behalf of Nigeria for the miracle you wrought in proving the cynics wrong, in disappointing the devil, in keeping us safe, ensuring that nothing missing, nothing broken. To you be all the glory. To you be all the honor, to you be all the adoration, forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. For in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. I didn't hear your amen. I said, for in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Every one of us, rise on your feet. We are going to take our New Year hymn. Immediately after the hymn, I will begin the hymn. Now, our music director is going to lead us. The hymn is in the program. Now, the tune of that hymn, you know the tune we are going to use to sing it. It is the tune of Stand Up for Jesus. That is our new year in. Music director, yeah, come here. I mean, whoever is leading us, come to this pulpit and lead us. Ma, it's in your program, it's in the program sheet you are giving. We are going to sing the three stanzas there. Of singing that in, we work for you in 2021 in the name of Jesus. Everybody remain standing. On top of the hour of 11 p.m. was the time that I ordained to unveil the theme for the year 2021. Precisely on the 10th of January this year, I was in my office praying on the 10th of January, 10 days into the new year, when the Lord revealed to me the theme He has for us in the year 2021. Immediately I took my pen and I noted it, and I've been praying since January 10th in date on that theme. Ladies and gentlemen, I have the singular honor and privilege to declare and unveil the theme for our Savior's Chapel family for the year 2021. Now, as I unveil the theme, we are going to read the theme together 7 times, and then I will formally dedicate the theme. Are we ready to go? Are we ready to go? Just look up there, the theme will open by itself, and once it opens, you are going to read it with me 7 times, and thereafter I will dedicate it. Ladies and gentlemen, 2021. When I say 2021, you will read our team. Are you ready to go? 2021. 2021. Two more times. 2021. And the last one. 2021. I hereby dedicate this thing that has come by divine revelation back unto God. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, and in the name of God the Holy Spirit. I can hear your amen in the house. I can hear your amen in the house. I stand on this exalted altar of Jehovah, and I decree and declare upon your lives, and upon that of every member of your family, that the year you are crossing into in less than an hour from now, the glory of the Lord will overwhelm you in the name of Jesus. The glory of the Lord will overwhelm your family in the name of Jesus. That which the glory of the Lord is capable of doing will be done in your life in the name of Jesus. It will be done in your family in the name of Jesus. Because you are going to radiate the glory of God, every other darkness that hitherto had pervaded your life and that of any member of your family, as the glory is overwhelming you, that darkness is extinguished in the name of Jesus. I say that darkness is set aside in the name of Jesus. Because the lightest light will remove the darkest darkness, the glory of the Lord will rise upon your life. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1, which is our focal text, says, arise and shine, for your light is come, for the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. I decree from this altar, the glory of the Lord will rise upon you in the name of Jesus. And as that glory rises upon you, everything that is not of God will be removed from your life in the name of Jesus. Before I will minister, the choir will help me sing this song. and all of us will sing it and dance as we celebrate this theme that the Lord has given to us. Arise, shine, for the light is come. Choir, please help me.
Arise, shine, for the light is come. The glory of the Lord is risen.
You are not singing this song like somebody else. Wait. Maybe the voice with which I raised it was too low. Take it to the next key. Mamu, what are you doing? Take it to the next key. We want to sing it in a faster mood and we dance with it before our minister. Over to you, please.
Arise, shine, for the light is come. Arise, shine, for the light is come. The glory of the Lord is within. The glory of the Lord.
For the year 2021. I'm going to pray on the sticker right away. And thereafter, bring our offering box. We don't sell sticker here, but we launch the sticker. Whatever you have, bring it out to launch the sticker. The money is going to the church box from where we took to do the printing. But I want you to covenant with God as you collect the sticker. Whether you will place it on your car or on the doorstep of your house or in your store, the glory of the Lord will rise upon that place in the name of Jesus. Where the glory of the Lord is, there is security. Where the glory of the Lord is, there is promotion. Where the glory of the Lord is, there is favor. Where the glory of the Lord is, there is upliftment. And as you collect this sticker and you launch it, may the glory of the Lord overwhelm your life in the name of Jesus. May the glory of the Lord show up for you in the name of Jesus. Every prayer of covenant I've prayed upon this sticker in my office, they will work in your favor. By the end of the year 2021, you will look back and have testimony to share. And so I dedicate this sticker in the name of God the Father. I dedicate it in the name of God the Son. And I dedicate it in the name of God the Holy Spirit. Brother Solo and my chaplain assistant, come. We will continue with that song. Bring the box there. As you come forward, whatever you have to launch the sticker, drop it in the box. And then collect one. Don't collect more than one. Everyone that is present in the service tonight is entitled to collect one. So choir will sing that song and then you will help me give out the stickers.
Arise, shine, for the light is gone.
Please,
arise,
only this
shine,
for
the light is gone.
When we are done with this room, we come to this, after this, we come to this, after this, we come to this.
The glory of the Lord is gone. The glory of the Lord is risen upon me.
Arise, shine.
Upon you throughout the year 2021 and beyond in the name of Jesus Christ. Now have your seat. I'm going to present what I call the New Year 2021 address. And as soon as I am done with the New Year address, I'm going to make 21 decree. All I expect you to do is to respond with amen. And that will be it for the year 2021. Are you ready? The title of the address I am presenting tonight is, What About the Glory of God? What About the Glory of God? We unveiled our theme a while ago. And the theme says, Radiating His Glory in 2021. What is this glory? We are being called upon to radiate in the year 2021. That's the address I am presenting tonight. I'm not going to preach in my characteristic way of preaching, but I'm going to present an address as the Lord was laying it in my heart, I was writing. And that is what He asked me to do this morning, and that's what I'm going to do. What about the glory of God? The glory of God isn't just a feeling. It is not an event or an Old Testament experience. The glory of the Lord is a spiritual tsunami of everything contained in the character of God. The word glory literally translated means heavy weight. It means the heaviest, the biggest, the grandest thing about someone. What is this glory? It has been called the manifested presence of God. But more than that, it is not just the presence of God. This glory is the power of God. The kind of power that resurrects. The kind of power that delivers. The kind of power that overcomes. And the kind of power that transforms. And on this exalted altar tonight, I decree that as the glory will rise upon you, there will be divine resurrection in the name of Jesus. There will be divine deliverance in the name of Jesus. There will be divine overcoming in the name of Jesus. There will be divine transformation in the name of Jesus. If I am praying for you, your amen will be the loudest in the house. The glory is greater and stronger than any other power that ever exists. That glory is what the Lord has said in 2021 it will belong to you. I thought you would say another amen. Yet maybe you feel like the glory of God is untouchable or unreachable. I have good news for you tonight. The manifestation of the glory of God is not something reserved for a special church somewhere or something that is extraordinary. The Lord says the glory is coming to our Savior's chapel in 2021. If you didn't hear me, your amen would have been better than that. are the four ways through by which we can tap into this glory by faith. What are those things that will enable us to begin to radiate this glory that the Lord is giving to us this year we are entering? I'm going to present it in four forms, and thereafter will have been done with my presentation tonight. Number one, for us to radiate the glory of God, what are we expected to do? Church, help me. I can't hear you. Come on, holler it. Oh, I can't hear you. I say, holler it well, well. Look for the glory. In Acts of the Apostles, chapter 7, verse 55. This is Stephen that is being talked about here. But he, that is Stephen, being full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven. And what did he see? The glory of God. Ladies and gentlemen, if we are not expecting the glory, we will not see the glory. Expectation begets this glory. Therefore, as you are preparing to cross into the year 2021, be expectant. What did I just say? Oh, I can hear you. Help me highlight well, well. Anything in the kingdom of God takes faith to claim it. That was why I told us here in church that on the day blind Bartimaeus was healed of his blindness, there were several blind persons there. Am I still talking to somebody? There were several blind people. People with all kinds of ailment and affliction. Maybe there were some with COVID-19 or COVID-20. And yet Jesus singled out blind Bartimaeus because of faith. While others kept quiet and they were begging for money, blind Bartimaeus connected to this glory. And he said to himself, today now my day. Every day that breaks, God make it for somebody. I sense in my spirit that today is my day. It is the day the glory will catch up with me. And because the glory is coming to catch up with me, my story must change. When the glory comes, story changes. I pray for somebody prophetically this morning. As the glory of God will radiate upon your life, may your story change in the name of Jesus. I said, may your story change in the name of Jesus. Look for the glory. If you can't look for the glory, you won't be able to radiate it. The glory of God is a visible power. In the Old Testament, the glory appeared as a cloud, a smoke or fire. This visible power is also known as the Shekinah, which is the Hebrew name given to the presence of God dwelling on earth. The nations of Israel saw the glory when God came down to meet them on Mount Sinai. Exodus chapter 24 verse 17 says, the sight of the glory of the Lord was like a devouring fire on top of the mount. When the glory will show up, every illegal thing that is hanging in your life, they will be consumed by the fire of God in the name of Jesus. You didn't hear me. I said the fire of God will consume them in the name of Jesus. The glory showed forth as fire in Exodus chapter 24 verse 17. The prophet Habakkuk saw a glimpse of the fiery glory too. He described it in his word as his brightness was as the light. He had horns or shafts coming out of his hand. And there was the hiding of his power, blazing in the sky. That was how Habakkuk described the glory of God. Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 4. What is this glory? The same glory was what that which raised Jesus from the dead. Was manifested by fire by night, as fire by night, and a cloud by day in the wilderness during the Exodus experience of the children of Israel. Exodus chapter 13 verse 21. This same glory separated Israel and the land of Goshen from the rest of Egypt, where there was light in the land of Goshen, but not in Egypt. Exodus chapter 10 verse 23. If you read that passage, you discover Now, the children of Israel did not need NEPA light. They didn't need torchlight. They didn't need generator. Why? Where they were in Goshen? Because the glory of God provided illumination to such an extent that they can walk freely all day and night without looking for torch. I pray for somebody from this altar this morning. And the glory of God will shine upon your life. Every seeming darkness that has pervaded your life, hitherto, they are extinguished in the name of Jesus. The glory is the physical manifestation of God's power. Yes, that's what the glory stands for. Therefore, I say you should expect the glory. Number two thing we will do in order for us to radiate the glory is for us to pray for the glory. For us to do what? I can't hear you. Let me preach. Shout it one more time. Pray for the glory. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8 verse 18, for I consider the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that will be revealed in who? In who? In us. How do you pray for the glory of God? First, pray that the glory of God will be revealed to you and in you. You can see and experience the glory of God, but you must diligently ask and seek for it to be revealed. When we pray the glory into the earth, miracles, signs, wonders will occur in the church and invariably in our lives. There is no time that the glory of God comes down that miracle will not take place. I pray for somebody from this altar this morning that as the glory will radiate upon your life, miracle will follow you in the name of Jesus. Signs and wonders will show up in your life in the name of Jesus. If I am praying for you, you will stand on your feet and shout, amen, 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 amen. The glory will show up in your life, and miracle will continue to follow you wherever you go in the name of Jesus. When Moses saw the glory, sit down. When Moses saw the glory of God, he asked, please show me your glory. That was what Moses asked in Exodus chapter 33, verse 18. And God truly showed him his glory. When God showed his glory to Moses, his life was never the same again. That Moses stayed on top of Mount Horeb for 40 days was because of the experience of the glory. When the glory of God is shown up in your life, you will not want to leave his presence. Because all that you yearn and desire will show up through the glory. May you have that experience in 2021 in the name of Jesus. I said, may you have that experience in 2021 in the name of Jesus. When you believe and gather together in the spirit of unity, seeking the Lord, the glory appeared in the upper room on the day of Pentecost and sat on the head of each of them. When the glory showed up on that day, the disciples were never the same again. People confused them for drunkenness because they were encapsulated. They were overwhelmed by this glory to such an extent that the language they hitherto never understood, they began to speak in those languages. I pray as the glory show up in your life, unusual things that will close the mouth of the enemy will show up and you can say amen in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Everybody again, believer, has the ability to manifest this glory of God here on earth. But for it to happen, we must believe when we pray. That is why Jesus told Martha, if you will believe, what will happen? You will see the glory of God. John chapter 11 verse 40. Finally, in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17, the Bible says we should pray that you will know the hope of his calling, which is the hope of his glory. Pray that you will understand the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. And when we are inherited in him, glory is deposited in us. But we have to receive revelation of what it means to walk in glory. Somebody is going to walk in glory in 2021. If you believe in prayers, you will say amen. Number three, I have to run because my time is running. Prepare for the glory. If you are going to radiate this glory, do what? Prepare for it. Scripture says in Romans chapter 5 verse 5, the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit which is given to us. That is the glory. Do you know that there are degrees of glory? If you want to experience the fullness of God's glory, you must prepare for it. The disciples did not just walk along the street for the glory to catch up with them on the day of Pentecost. Scripture says they locked themselves up somewhere. They had prepared themselves, spiritually garnished, to receive the glory. And while they were there, they were singing him and they were praying. And suddenly, there was an overwhelming presence of the glory of God. I pray for you this year that as you prepare yourself adequately ready to receive, you will not miss the glory in the name of Jesus Christ. I said you won't miss the glory in the name of Jesus Christ. How are we going to prepare for the glory? By walking in love. It takes faith to receive and operate in this glory. And faith works by love. That's what Galatians chapter 5 verse 6 says. Love for God and love for your fellow man. You can't be bearing enmity and having any animosity in your heart and expect the glory to shine upon your life. No, I have said it before. When you lie in Delilah's lap, don't expect to wake up in Abraham's bosom. That is impossible. For the glory to show up in your life, you must walk in love. That means the glory of God will increase in you in direct proportion to how you walk in love. So, to increase the amount of glory in your life, you must walk in love. Put simply, the more you love God and love your fellow men, the more the glory will show up in your life. The spirit of strife and division is always there lurking, looking for an opening and a way into one's life. Never ever let your love guard down. Then you are on your way to be filled with what? With the glory. Can I see somebody shout glory? I didn't hear you holler and say glory. And that glory will be your portion in 2021 in the name of Jesus Christ. Number 14 you must do in order to radiate in the glory is for you to walk in this glory. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory just by the same Spirit of the Lord. That songwriter said, I'm walking in power, I'm walking in miracle, I live a life of favor, for I know who I am. Stop it. You must walk in glory for you to radiate the glory. When you keep a razor blade close to a magnet, or you rub it over the magnet over time, what will happen to the magnet? The razor blade will become a magnet. I don't know if somebody is following me here. Just try it, you will see it. Take an iron, rub it over a magnet for over a time. Remove it and use it to touch another iron to magnet it. Why? Because connection has taken place. I pray for somebody in this auditorium tonight. As you walk into the glory, you will radiate the glory of God in 2021 in the name of Jesus Christ. If I am praying for you, you will say a better amen. Ladies and gentlemen, here is the good news. The glory of God is looking for a dwelling place. That has been the desire of this glory. It looks for a dwelling place. The original house for the glory of God in the Old Testament was in the tabernacle. But under the new covenant, the Holy Spirit built a temple in every believer. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16 says, do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God, that is the glory, dwells in you. We are God's house. We are His temple. Only this temple is no longer in a fixed location. The house can now walk. The house can now talk. The house can now preach the gospel, and that is who you are. A carrier of His glory. And I pray for you from this altar. Wherever you will go in 2021, the glory of God will follow you in the name of Jesus. I said the glory of God will follow you in 2021. If I'm praying for you, your head will be the loudest in the house. Ladies and gentlemen, it is one thing to have the glory, but it is another to know how to walk in the glory. The good news is that you have everything you needed inside of you to show forth the radiance of this God. Hallelujah. It is already inherent in you. If it is not possible, God will not send it. It is because it is possible, that's why God sent it to you. When the believer experienced the glory of God at Pentecost, they didn't just go back to live their normal life. The Bible says they emerged from that place as separate from the rest of the world. The glory of God makes you distinct. Hello? When you carry the glory of God, when you enter into a place, the atmosphere is charged. When you carry the glory of God, when you enter a place, you make a difference. When you carry the glory of God, where people are complaining, you are testifying. When you carry the glory of God, where people are crying, you are laughing. When you carry the glory of God, where people are regretting, you are celebrating. I pray for somebody this morning. May that glory catch up with you in the name of Jesus. May the glory catch up with you in the name of Jesus. May the glory envelop your life in the name of Jesus. May the glory do for you what you cannot do for yourself in the name of Jesus. They emerge from that place as separate from the rest of the world and as light in the midst of darkness. That's what the glory does. They went out and they started turning the world upside down for Jesus. They became veritable instruments in the hand of Jehovah to cause a turnaround in every situation. The same Peter who was a fisherman, the father and the mother said, this boy no book, make you go to do work of fishing. He was busy in the fish, but on the day the glory enveloped him, scripture says he preached a glorious message and 3,000 people repented in one day. I pray for you. As the glory catch up with you, you will become an extraordinary human being in the name of Jesus. As the glory rests upon you, what you are not capable of doing before, you will begin to do them in the name of Jesus. I then will begin to do them in the name of Jesus. Every weight that the devil placed upon your life, because the glory is risen upon you, those weights are destroyed in the name of Jesus. The preacher goes and watch a miracle and signs and wonders. The same Peter will come and look at the cripple and say, oh God, look at us. Silver and gold I don't have, but as that which I have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh boy, not a long prayer. Rise up and walk, and the devil obey. Because the glory is rising upon you, every commandment you give to Satan, Satan will have no option but to obey in the name of Jesus. The glory is what we need to radiate in 2021. That's what the Lord has told us, and that is what will happen. Start practicing these four ways to tap into the glory. I mentioned them before. And what are the four ways? Look for the glory, pray for the glory, prepare for the glory, and walk for the glory. Somebody help me say, number one. Number two. number 3, and number 4. As you do this 4, watch the glory radiating in your life. Even the devil will testify, say this man is no longer ordinary. He has become extraordinary. May that be your testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. What the glory is capable of doing, may it be done in your life in the name of Jesus. Every power that is out and wanted to extinguish and remove the glory of God from your life, that you struggle with little or no results in 2022, as you cross over into 2021, all of those impossibilities, they become possible for you in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm closing. If you want to rise on your feet, rise on your feet. If you want to sit down, sit down. If you want to lie down, lie down. Take whatever position. This next 15 minutes, anything can happen. Anything can happen. The next 15 minutes, any position you want to take, just take the position. It is time for us to encounter Him and see this glory be at work in our lives. Are you sure you are ready? Join me to sing this song. Touch me one more time. Choir, please help me. Fresh upon my life. I don't want to be a spectator in 2021. I don't want to watch others celebrate their miracle. I want to be a candidate of miracle. I want your glory to show up in my life. That which your glory is capable of doing, I want it done in my life. My life can never remain the same. Spirit of stagnancy has no place in me. Are you sure you are talking to your Father? These 15 minutes can make a lot of difference in your life. I settled it with God one day like this, on a faithful night of crossover, and that was what opened my way. You can do it with your mouth, and the door can be opened. A closed mouth is a closed destiny. If you can talk to God, He is there by your side. I hear Him say, My daughter, tell me. My son, tell me. What do you want? 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 I am listening to you right now. I am standing by your side. If you can confess it with your mouth, I am ready to do it. If I have done it before, I can do it again. I am ready. 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 If only you are ready. I am ready. If only you are ready. The miracle that will change your story is in your mouth. Can you talk to God? Can you tell Him? What are you expecting in 2021? What are your aims in 2021? What is your vision for 2021? And the glory rises upon you. Tell Him about that demand. Place a demand on heaven right now. I see God saying, my son, my daughter, I am ready to do it. If only you can tell me. It is what you say with your mouth that will work in your life. Can you talk to Him? Tell Him about that need. Tell Him about that request. Tell Him about that demand. Tell Him about that expectation. He is here right now. He is here right now. I feel His presence in the house. Once I feel it like this, anything happens. 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 I see angel of His presence visiting people right now. I see angel of His presence touching somebody right now. I see angel of His presence changing somebody's story right now. I see the angel of His presence rewriting somebody's destiny. Mandele Brugasoya, Ipakalondelebu, Ripakazadelebonda, Rendelebonogo, Iriki Sototubayade, Iliyanala Modekedugu, Riasede Limontalabu, Bandele Brugasilia Tade, Rekebo Dantelebu, Ibrazele Budade, Simbolodu Rayiba. If you can tell me, I will do it. If I did it before, I can do it again. I am here by your side. What is your demand? Place it on me. I am ready to answer. I am God. That is my name. My glory, I will not share with any man. My praise will not be given to idol. You are my son. You are my daughter. I formed you in your mother's womb. I preserved your life because I have a purpose for you. There is a place I want to take you to. Even though the devil tried to stop you, but if you can tell me right now, I will stop the devil before he stops you. Because you are unstoppable. I am God. I don't abandon my project. When I start an assignment, I complete it. When I start an assignment, I complete it. When I start an assignment, I complete it. I said it in my word. I will not forsake you. I will not leave you. Can you talk to me? What are your expectations? What are you trusting me for in 2021? Lakibo Sotokuta Yete. What are you trusting me for in 2021? What are those unfulfilled promises that hasn't taken place in your life? What is that burden that is crossing your heart? Ikuku Sale, I will lift it up. Lama to Brakeze, I removed it before. I am going to remove it again. Tell me about it. I am standing by your side. The Lord is speaking to somebody. I see bodies being lifted. I see doors being opened. I see testimony flowing in the air, looking for an occupant, looking for someone to enter into. In 2021, I see the barren carrying a baby. I see the barren carrying a baby. I see the barren Yalamaso Telebru carrying a baby. I see an applicant collecting appointment later. Lariede Zedegibu Muyu Kasubri Kadele Rakebu Kosolonda Entuli Mosodubra. I see a tenant becoming a landlord. Nilikuyu Bagozo. Hey! Someone, you have been working, nothing to show for it. In 2021, I see productive results. Oh, productive results, productive results, productive results. I see somebody crossing from nothing to something. I see somebody who was either to a beggar becoming a giver. Yeah, Lama Sotebru. Somebody, and they call you a beggar. They call you a beggar. They call you a beggar. Say, hey, don't they come again? I see God announcing you. I see your story changing. I see your level changing. My level, Kazoto. Your level. Your level. Your level. Your level. Your level is changing. Ladies and gentlemen, everybody rise on your feet. It is countdown to 2021. It is countdown to 2021. A closed mouth is a closed destiny. This remaining 2 minutes, can you tell God what your expectations are? Tell him what you want him to do in 2021. Mention them one by one. Everybody rise on your feet right now. If you can walk around, walk around. Don't allow the devil to limit you. Don't allow anybody to disturb you. This is a moment of miracle. A moment of answer. A moment of answer. On top of the hour, anything can happen. On top of the hour, anything can happen. On top of the hour, anything can happen. On top of the hour, miracles are released. They are coming. They are coming. They are coming. They are coming. I see them entering the auditorium. Miracles. 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 Because I feel the glory already in the house. It is like a thick smoke overwhelming the entire building. I feel it in my body. I feel it in my body. Yes, my Father. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, I am happy to announce to you that you are into 2021. I say 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 congratulations. I say congratulations. I say congratulations. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Now, listen to me, listen to me, listen to me. I told us before, I have 3 things to do. I'm about to do the last one. The Lord laid in my heart as I was praying rolling on the floor in my office. He laid 21 prayer points that he wants me to decree upon your life in the very minute you are entering into 2021. So what I expect you to do, if your amen is the loudest in the house, you become the recipient of that miracle. Are you ready now? The louder your amen, the likelihood of you being the recipient. When the Lord was giving me the revelation, I wrote them down. Come on, listen to me. If you can chorus your amen, it will work for you. Are you ready? In 2021, nobody will meet you where they left you in the name of Jesus. Number two, in 2021 that you have just entered into as a servant of Jehovah, I decree upon your life, you will make significant progress in the name of Jesus. In 2021, I command every door that has been closed against you before, they are hereby open in the name of Jesus. Number four, in 2021, the evil spirit of gone too soon, I delete your name from it in the name of Jesus. Number five, in 2021, your leg will not lead you into trouble in the name of Jesus. Number six, in 2021, receive divine vaccination against COVID-19 in the name of Jesus. Number seven, in 2021, the power of stagnation that is making someone to run in one position without advancement, I command you to die out of your life in the name of Jesus. Number eight, in 2021, you will not cry another man's cry in the name of Jesus. In 2021, number nine, every power that shall change you of your miracles in 2020, I command them to die from your life in the name of Jesus. Number 10, in 2021, every spirit of near success syndrome, I command them to get out of your life in the name of Jesus. Number 11, in 2021, your celebration will not be short-lived in the name of Jesus. Number 12, in 2021, I remove your name from a waiting list in the name of Jesus. In 2021, every negative pronouncement against your life, I command them back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Number 14, in 2021. Your journey of life will not end halfway in the name of Jesus. Number 15. In 2021, you will not labor for another man to enjoy in the name of Jesus. In 2021, may Jehovah trouble all your troubles and cause your troubles to expire in the name of Jesus. In 2021, number 17, grace and favor will be multiplied in your life in the name of Jesus. Number 18, in 2021, your miracle will shock your enemies in the name of Jesus. In 2021, number 19, you will live a life of evidence in the name of Jesus. In 2021, you will enter into the era of fruitfulness in the name of Jesus. Finally, in 2021, number 21, the oil of joy and gladness will rub upon your life in the name of Jesus. I place a seal of heaven upon this 21 declaration. They will work in your favor for tangible testimony. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, and in the name of God the Holy Spirit, let me hear amen 21 times. Number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, and 21. The Lord says I should announce to somebody that in 2021, this is your song. I never knew you will answer me this way.
I never knew. I love you.
Before I drop the microphone, stretch your two hands towards me and catch it if you can. I'm closing. If you can catch it, it will work for you. As you radiate the glory of God in 2021, I wish you a joyous January. A fantastic February. A marvelous March. An enjoyable April. A magnificent May. A successful June. A wonderful July. An independent August. A supernatural September. A tastier October. A beautiful November. And a happiest December. So shall it be. So shall it be. So shall it be. In Jesus' name we pray. As your pastor, I wish you a happy new year. And I decree and declare throughout this year, nothing missing, nothing broken. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Go forth and shine in His glory. That is the mandate of God for you. And so shall it work for you. We sing this song for a few minutes, dance, and then my assistant will come and conclude the program. I never knew you will honor me this way.
I never knew you will honor me this way. I never knew you will honor me this way.
Launching us into this wonderful year. Return all the glory to you in the name of Jesus. Blessed be.